Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us together in this morning before you.
我们也把早晨这一段敬拜的时间向你仰望。
And we also lift up the time that this morning we're here to worship you.
求主你借着你自己的话语开启我们的心，让我们能够看见主你的心意。
Lord, open our eyes and open our heart that we can see your thoughts.
奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
有一个父亲呢，有两个儿子。
So there is a father who has two sons.
儿子年纪大差不多就是初中跟小学的那种那样的一个年纪。
And they're about the same age. One is middle school, and the other probably is in elementary.
那爸爸就带这两个儿子到他的公司去。
So the father took the two sons to his company.
这不是第一次。 爸爸带他们去他的公司了。
This is not the first time the father took his sons to his company.
那以前带去的时候，他就发现他的儿子就喜欢玩他爸爸桌上办公室桌的上面的东西。
This is not the first time, and he found in the past that his sons love to play the things on his father's desk in his office.
他就拿他的纸啦，拿他胶带啦，拿他的钉子啦，然后做了一大堆的东西，然后留在他的桌上啊，桌底下。
So he would take the paper, the clips, the tapes, and also the nails, and made a bunch of crafts and put it on the table, or put it under the table.
那是之前发生的事情。
But these were things that happened in the past.
爸爸也告诉他们说，你们注意，这个不是家，这是办公室，这些东西不是我的，这些东西是公司的。
And the father have already reminded them, this is not home, and this is my workplace, and these things don't belong to me, they belong to the company.
你在家里这样子弄没有问题，但是你现在用的东西是公司的东西，你不能这样子做。
It is okay for you to do these to this at home, but here you're using the things from the company, so I'd rather you not do it.
所以小孩子知道。
So the children, they know.
爸爸再一次带他们去办公室，今天。
Once more again, the father took them to his office.
他们就在那里自己玩。
And they stay there and play by themselves.
然后这个公司里面的这个 break room 就是他们休息的地方呢，有人带了一些点心。
So there were some refreshments. Someone brought to the break room.
然后爸爸知道有点心呢，就去找他两个儿子，说有点心可以吃了，去吃点心。
So the father who knew that there is refreshment in the break room, he found his two sons and then took them there, saying, okay, there are refreshments in the break room.
要去找他两个儿子的时候，忽然间发现一件事情。
And just all of a sudden, he found when he was looking for his two sons,
他的办公室很安静。
His office was very quiet.
太安静了。
It was so quiet.
有小孩的地方不可能那么安静的。It's
impossible. It's impossibly quiet if there are children there.
爸爸就开始想说，到底发生什么事，就去找。So
the father started to wonder what happened. So he started to find it out.
然后找到一个房间，打开那个房间，一下子地上有两对眼睛，视力眼睛对着爸爸的两只眼睛啊。
So he opened a door and found two pairs of eyes staring into his own pair of eyes.
地上有一团乱的这个纸在那里。
And then there were quite a messy pile of rulers on the floor.
你知道那些布尺，布尺可以拉很长的。
The measuring tapes, that can extend to a very long long length.
那个尺呢，不是只有我们平常那种拉的铁的那个，只有25尺，它那个是100尺，超过100尺以上的。So
these are not the normal the metal measuring tape that we have, which extend only to like probably 25 feet, but those the plastic or other material measuring tape, which are very flexible and extends up to like 100 feet.
那100多尺的这个布尺全部倒在地上，乱成一团，不是卷起来的。
So this, this entire roll of measuring tape was more than 100 feet long, was all messed up and then rolled up on the floor, and they were not rolled up neatly together.
如果你在当场的话，你就会发现，忽然之间爸爸进来的那一刻，整个房间是没有动静的。
So if you were there at that moment, you would find that when the father entered into the room, it was motionless.
没有人敢动。
And there was nobody dared to move.
爸爸站在那边也一时之间吓呆了。
And the father stood there frozen.
然后就问一句，发生什么事？
And he asked, what happened?
你猜小孩子会不会回答？
Can you make a guess if the children were actually going to answer?
不回答。
They will not answer.
你有没有做过错错事？
Have you ever made any mistakes?
有一些错事是大的，有一些错事是小的。
Some are bigger and some are smaller.
当做完了这些事情，做错了，你有什么反应？
What was your reaction when you found you did something wrong?
跟大家讲过，我小学的时候有一次，我跟我的同学在这个学校的外面玩。
So maybe I have told you, when I was in elementary school, there was a time that I played with my friends outside of the school.
然后我们去摘那些花啊。
And we were picking flowers.
有一些花，你在它的这个下面一扭的话，整个会飞的啊，所以大家玩得好高兴。
So some of the flowers, when you squeeze the bottom of it, it's, there's something actually going to being squeezed out and flying all the way up to the sky.
所以大家到处去找那个花。
So all my friends were everywhere looking for this specific type of flower.
然后我的同学就告诉我，你看那边还有一朵花，你去拿。
So a friend of mine, a classmate of mine, told me, look over there. There's another flower.And why don't you just go and pick it up?
我看到了就好高兴，我就去拿了。
So I was so excited and went there and then took it.
哪里知道手一拿到那个花，一摘下来的时候，原来花后面呢是一大堆的粪便。
Not knowing that, as soon as I touched it, there was a big, huge poop underneath the flower.
然后我手就沾满了粪便。
And my hand was contaminated by the poop.
在那个时候就很生气。
And I was so angry.
生气到一个地步，我就抱用我的手去擦那个我朋友的衣服。
To an extent that I took my hand and then wiped it onto the clothes of my friend.
就在那一刹那之间。
And at that moment,
我发现我做错事了。
I found that I did something wrong.
然后许多的同学就在那边指指点点的看着我。
And all of my friends were surrounding me and looking at me, pointing at me.
我心里面非常的虚。
And I was so embarrassed in my heart.
我没有回去课室拿我的书包。
So I didn't went back to the classroom or took my school bag.
我就跑掉了。
And I ran away.
跑回家。
I ran all the way back to home.
然后一个人自己跑回家，那时候小学的跑回家，你知道在马来西亚开车的人不是让不让路的。
So you know, like an elementary school boy running all the way back to home. You know that in Malaysia, the drivers, when they were driving, they don't yield to the pedestrians.
我跑回去的时候，我只记得在半路上差一点被卡车撞到。
All I remember was on my way running back home, I was almost hit by a truck.
啊，跑到家的时候呢，我就跑上楼，在房间里自己哭。
And as soon as I went back home, I ran upstairs to my own bedroom and then started to cry.
然后我妈妈就跑上来说发生什么事。
And my mom went upstairs and asked me what happened.
过了几天就带着我跑到老师家，那时候我的老师就住在学校后面。
So several days later she took me and went to the teacher's home. My teacher lived right behind the school.
然后就到她家里去拿我的书包。
And she went there, she took me there to take back my school bag from the teacher.
当你发现你做错事的时候，你会怎么样的一个反应？
When you find that you have done something wrong, what is your reaction?
我们今天都不是小孩了，我们都是成人了。
We're adults and we are no longer kids.
我们的反应会更复杂一点。
And our reactions probably will be more complex.
我们不一定会感到羞耻，我们不一定会感到心虚，我们可能会给自己找很多借口。
And maybe we're not going to feel ashamed or embarrassed, but instead we'll find some excuses for ourselves.
我们这几周呢，在谈上个星期讲到想家。
So these several weeks we're having. Last week we were talking about like homesickness.
今天呢，我要讲到离家。
And today my topic is leaving home.
下个星期要讲到回家。
And the next week I'm going to talk about going back home.
上个星期讲到想家的时候，我们不单只是想到说我们想地上的家。
So last week when we were talking about like you know missing home, we're not just limited to missing our earthly home.
我跟你们讲过很多年前不瞒你说就是93年，已经很久以前我还是大学生的时候。
So probably I have told you before, many years ago, and indeed it was 1993, so it was quite a few years ago. I was still in college.
我来到 Oklahoma.
I went to Oklahoma.
然后在那边上学一年。
And spent a year in college there.
然后一年之后就回去，因为我大哥要结婚，我就必须回去。
And I went back to Malaysia after a year to attend the wedding of my oldest brother.
然后回来之后，我跟大家说，我就浑身觉得不对劲。
And I didn't like everywhere of my body didn't feel right.
当我们回来的时候，我吃东西都不是滋味，读书也不起劲。
The food tastes a little different to me, and also I couldn't just I was kind of I didn't have any interest in reading books.
好，回到这个 Oklahoma 的时候，跟同学去打球啦，去玩啦，也都也稍微也是很开心，但是就是没有像以前那么大的这个乐趣。
And when I went back to Oklahoma, playing basketball with my friends, of course it was still very joyful, but it wasn't so exciting to me anymore.
后来我这个人都是迟半掰的后来我才意识到原来我在想家。
And I was always, slower in thinking, and finally it came to me that I was missing my home.
原来我在想家，我回到马来西亚，然后再回来这里念书的时候，刚开始的几个月都非常的不舒服。
And all of a sudden it occurred to me that the first several months, it didn't feel all right, right after I came from Malaysia to here.
我在想我的家，我的家人。
And I was missing my home and my families.
我上个星期初也谈到说，我们人呢，不单是会想地上的家。
And last week, I continued that men not only would miss their earthly homes,
我们也会想天上的家。
We would also miss our heavenly home.
怎么说呢？
How to say it?
我们每个人都会想天上的家。
Every one of us would miss our heavenly home.
因为我们每个人都会可想一个完美。
Because every one of us has this idea of perfect.In our hearts.
我们都希望很多东西都是完美的。
And we would like to have everything to be perfect.
我们不都是完美主义的人，但是我们多多少少都希望一些事情是有某个程度上的完美。
Not every one of us is perfectionist, but more or less, we would like to have some perfection in our life.
你在地上看不到完美的东西，但是人的心里面却渴慕一个完美的东西。
You're not able to find anything that's perfect in this world. However, all of us, we yearn for something that's perfect.
我们读了圣经，原来发现，原来神造我们的时候，原来是放在一个完美的世界里头。
And we read this Bible, we found that in the beginning, when God created us, He put us in this perfect environment.
所以当我们离开那完美的神，我们心里头就有一个渴望一个完美的东西。
So as soon as we left that perfect God, we started to long for this perfect world.
我们也讲到说我们都想天上的家。
And we continue that we all miss our heavenly home.
为什么？不管你承不承认有这个神，你都在想这一个家。
Why? Regardless whether you acknowledge this God, you always miss your home.
因为我们都可想一种的伟大。
Because we always, all, every one of us long for a kind of greatness.
我们喜欢伟大的东西。
We love things that are great.
我们喜欢那种伟大又美的这个风景。
We love a scenery that's gorgeous and grandiose.
前几个星期我们到了这个 Sleeping Bear 那边看那个伟大的这个风景。
And a couple of weeks ago, we went to Sleeping Bear to see this grandiose scene.
我上个星期也跟你们讲了。
And last week I told you about this.
我这个星期就听到有一个家庭就跑去 Sleeping Bear 了。
And this week I heard that another family went to Sleeping Bear.
可能是巧合。
Maybe this is just a coincidence.
为什么每年那么多人跑去 Sleeping Bear 那边去看呢？
Why so many people every year go to Sleeping Bear?
因为那里有一个伟大的感觉。
Because that place gives you a sense of grandiose.
我那边有一个沙滩。大到像一座山那么高。
That beach by Sleeping Bear was as tall as a mountain.
我跟小孩子比赛看谁爬到最高。
I had a race with my kids that who can climb all the way to the top first.
你猜谁赢？
Can you make a guess who win?
身体比较轻的比较容易跑。
Those who are lighter in weight and then are faster in their pace.
身体重的在沙滩上一踩一步就陷下去，再踩一步又陷下去。
For those who are heavier, like every single step, I would sink very low, very deep into the sand.
身体重的下去比较快。
And those who are heavier, would sink faster.
那我们都想天上的家。
So every one of us, we long for our heavenly home.
不单是因为我们心中都可想一个完美，一个伟大。
Not only that.In our heart, we long for this perfectness and this grandiousness.
我们也可想一种的关系。
And we also long for this kind of relationship.
一种亲密的关系。
This intimate relationship.
一种亲密的关系在人间找不到的。
This intimate relationship so close that you cannot find in this world.
为什么在地上找不到的东西，我们拼命的在想
？Why, you know, there's nothing.Similar existing here, but we always think about it.
因为我们一直在心里头，人离开了神之后，就一直在想家。
Because as soon as we are separated from our God, we start to long for our home.
94年我再次回到美国的时候，在 Oklahoma 找不到在马来西亚的样子。
1994, when I came back to Oklahoma.I couldn't find anything that's similar to Malaysia.
也找不到我在马来西亚的亲人。
And I couldn't find the families in Malaysia.
但是在 Oklahoma 那里，如果有任何的影子很像，在马来西亚的影子，任何的人的背影很像，家人的背影的话，都会让我想起我的家。
But in Oklahoma, anything that can, you know, bears even remote resemblance to places in Malaysia or any people.Who even look slightly similar to my Malaysian family, it would bring my memories of my home back.
所以我们是个想家的人。
So we are people who miss, who are homesick.
今天我要讲到离家。
So today I'm going to talk about the topic of leaving home.
在创世纪第三章讲到说我们是怎么离开这个家的。
So in chapter 3 of Genesis, it talks about how we left our home.
如果你第一次读圣经的话，你会发现到这里有一条蛇会讲话。
So if you read the Bible for the first time, you will find that there is a serpent, there is a snake in the Bible that can talk.
你说这是不是神话？这连动物都会讲话。
So you might wonder, is this just fable fairy tale that even animals can talk?
你注意读的话，圣经里面的动物不是每一个都会讲话。
And when you read more about the Bible, you will notice that not every animal in the Bible can talk.
也不是很多动物会讲话。
And not even a lot of animals can talk.
只有两次。
Only twice.
记载说动物会讲话。
So only twice in the Bible, it was recorded that animals talked.
这是很特别的时啊、这个时刻。
So this was indeed a very special moment.
所以我们基督徒相信圣经的，并不是就是说我们就巴不得动物会讲话。
So when Christians we believe in Bible, it's not to say that we hope that animals can talk.
而是说在这个特别的时刻，在神的特别允许之下，蛇与这个女人说话。
But under this specific circumstance, at this specific moment, snake talked to the woman.
其实动物讲话并不是什么稀奇，是不是？
Of course, you know, like animals talk, this is not such a outrageous thing, right?
你们有养狗的人，人就晓得狗好像跟你有感情，是不是？
So whoever have a dog, you probably know that you know a dog can communicate with you.
好像这个主人心情不好的时候，狗也知道。
And when the owner doesn't feel good, the dog probably would know that.
我在马来西亚的家喜欢养狗，这里不养了。
When I was in Malaysia, my family had a dog, and I'm not raising a dog anymore here.
有时候你生气的时候，狗也知道，它躲得远远的。
So when you are angry, the dog knows it, and he would hide far away from you.
但是狗不会讲话。
But dog doesn't talk.
鹦鹉会讲话。
Parrot does.
鹦鹉会讲话，但是它不晓得你在讲什么。
Parrot knows how to talk, but he doesn't know what's her meaning.
所以如果你是科学家，你把鹦鹉的嘴巴跟喉咙放在狗的身上，那狗就会有一天告诉你说，主人不要太伤心。
So if you're a scientist and you could, you managed to put the beak of a parrot on a dog, so probably one day a dog is going to say to you, Master, please don't be so downcast.
所以就算没有圣经的话，我们今天想到动物要说话也不是什么不可能的事。
So even without the Bible, probably it's not such a unthinkable thing for us to just imagine that one day animals will talk.
我们来看这个刚刚念的这个创世纪第三章，我们从第一节念到第四节。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 3 and let's read from verse 1 to 4.
来，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子，我们可以有对坐，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得人。”你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子。我在这里很快的跟大家讲几点。
So quickly, I'm going to cover several points.
离家啊。
Leaving home.
人离开家是为什么
？So why do people leave home?
刚刚我们念的这段经文，我们可以看到至少看到三点。
And we can probably extract three points from the verses that we have just read.
人离开神是因为人抗拒神所给的约束。
People depart from God because we resist the limits imposed by God.
人离开神是因为人抗拒神所给的这条界限。
So we defy the boundaries from God.
你知道我们人是活在这个约束之中的人。
Did you know that we are living within the boundaries?
我们是人必须要有一个约束，我们才能够活得下去的。
Only within boundaries can we survive.
你来了这里，你跟着你的室友住的话，你们之间要有一个约束。
When you come here, if you're living with a roommate, probably you have boundaries between the two of you.
你不能做你喜欢所有你喜欢做的，他也不能做所有他喜欢做的，要不然你们两个人就不能活在一起啊。
You cannot do everything that you like to do, and your roommate cannot do everything that he or she likes. or else the two of you won't be able to live together.
我们人吃东西也要有约束的，对不对？
And we also have boundaries for what we eat, right?
昨天在这个刘飞家里面吃了好多这个好丰富的晚餐，然后来到爱家又有丰富的点心啊。
So yesterday we went to Faith's home and then we had such a great feast. And afterwards we went to Agape Fellowship and were served a lot of the refreshments again.
没有约束的话，回家就肚子痛了。
Without self-control, I would have stomachache when I go back home.
我们都是要有约束的。
We all have some boundaries.
不但是生活上的约束，道德上也需要有约束。
Not only just physical boundaries, but also the moral boundaries.
道德上如果没有约束的话，我们今天会彼此吵起来的。
If we don't have any boundaries for our if we don't have any moral boundaries, probably we're going to quarrel with each other.
我们在婚姻上也要有约束。
And we also have to have boundaries in our marriage.
我们在性关系上也要有约束。
In our sexual relationships, we have to have boundaries.
我们的性别也要有约束。
In our gender, we have boundaries.
如果没有约束，整个世界就一团乱。
The entire world will become so chaotic if there's no boundaries.
就连那些不要约束的人，也都有一个约束在他们心里头。
Even for those who claim that they do not like boundaries, they have such a thing in their hearts.
他们有这个最底线，一个人应该怎么样为人，他们也会被另外一个人冒犯，因为另外一个人没有遵守他们的所谓的这个界限。
They would still have their bottom line, and they would still be offended by another person if they cross this line.
问题就是以谁的约束为主。
And the question is, whose boundary have the authority?
人之所以离开家，因为人不要神的约束。
People, we left our home because we didn't like the boundaries, the limits of God.
所以在这里他讲到说，当这个蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
So here the Bible wrote, he said to the woman, the serpent said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
神把人造了之后放在一个园子当中。
So God created male and female and put them in the garden.
在树那里有很多树，都可以，树上的果子都可以吃。
There was a lot of trees and then they could pick any fruit they want from the tree.
神就对人说，有一棵树的果子你不能吃。
And God told them, there is a tree and from which the fruit you cannot pick and eat.
请问这是不是约束？
I ask you if this is a boundary.
请问神有没有把它放在一个旷野当中，旷野里面只有一棵树，然后告诉人说，那棵树上的果子不能吃？
Did God place them in the wilderness? And in this wilderness, in this vast wilderness, there's only one fruit tree, and God told them, okay, you cannot eat the fruit from the tree.
没有，对不对？
No, this is not the case, right?
请问神是不是把人放在一个院子里面，院子里面就有两棵树？
So, as you again, did God put men and them in a garden in which there were only two trees?
然后就一棵树说不可以吃。
There is one tree that God said, you shall not eat the fruit from it.
然后人吃了一棵树上的果子，吃完了之后肚子还是有点饿，但是那棵树的果子都吃完了，就剩下另外一棵，但是不能吃。
So after man finished eating the fruit from one tree, they were still hungry. And so they were so hungry that they would like to eat the fruit from the other tree.
是不是神说你要吃，但是不要吃得太饱，是不是这个意思？
Did God say that you can eat, but you should not eat too much?
在这里神把人放在一个园子里头，里头满了树，里头的树的上的果子吃不完。
So here, the real case is that God placed man and female in this garden. It's filled with all kinds of trees, and then the trees have all kinds of fruits, and they couldn't exhaust the fruits.
在加州住了四年，就知道说加州很多这种树果树啦，这个苹果啦。 那还有各种各样的果树。
So I spent 4 years in California and came to know that there were so many fruit trees in California, like apples, oranges, and also other kinds of fruit trees.
刚开始季节到的时候，果子出来的时候，好高兴，拼命采。
So the first year, when the harvest season came, I was so excited and I picked all the fruits that I want.
再过几个星期说，哇，满树都是。
And several weeks later, the trees were laden with all the fruits.
吃不完。
Which we couldn't finish.
拼命的送。
And then we gave away a bunch.
到最后送不完。
And we couldn't give away any more.
就让它掉到地上，这个让它腐烂。
And we let it just fall onto the ground to let it rot.
亚当、夏娃在院子里面并没有任何的。这一个缺乏。
In this garden, Adam and Eve lacked nothing.
神说那一棵树上的果子不能吃。
But God told them that the fruit from that tree you are not allowed to eat.
这是一个很简单的一个约束，也很容易守的一个约束。
This is a very simple boundary and then a limit that they can easily abide.
人选择不听神的话，不是因为他肚子饿。
Man chose not to listen to God, not because he was hungry.
不是因为他缺乏。
Not because he lacks.
亚当选择不听神的话，乃是因为他拒绝神给他的这个约束。
Adam refused to listen to God because he refused.Adam didn't observe the boundary from God because he refused to listen to God.
第二,
Second,
人离开神是因为人怀疑神的美善。
Man left God because he doubted the goodness of God.
我们刚刚念的这段经文说,
in the verses that we just read,
第二节,女人对蛇说,树上园中树上的果子我们都可以吃，唯独唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇就对女人说，你们不一定死，因为什么？神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
So starting from verse 2, the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the trees that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.' 'You will not surely die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'"
人为什么不遵守神的约束？因为人认为神背后有一个好处不给他。
Why people refuse to observe the boundaries from the Lord? Because they thought that God withholds some goodness after this limit.
你想清楚，每一个诱惑来到我们的当中，来到我们心里头，来到我们面前的时候，那一个诱惑就让我们怀疑神是不是真的美善。
Just think about it.And every temptation that comes into our life, these temptations allow us to think or to doubt the goodness of our Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要在婚姻当中守着这个忠诚啊，不可离婚。那在里头的人就拼命在想说，可能有一个好处，就是我离开了这个婚姻会有的，神不愿意让我有。不然我被绑在这里面。当我们在那里想的时候，我们其实就在怀疑神给我们这个约束是不是拦住我们得到那更好的东西。
So in the Bible, the Bible reminds us again and again that we have to stay in the boundary of marriage. But however, you know, maybe one spouse is going to wonder, outside of this marriage, maybe there are some good things that are withheld from me that I couldn't enjoy.And likewise, in other circumstances, we might succumb to this temptation. that we would like to pursue things that we thought were withheld from us because of the boundaries.
大家不用讲，但是呢，每一个丈夫、每一个太太都曾经有一个时候看到另外一个男的、一个女的，就想说，要是那一个做我的太太或者我的先生的话，要比现在的更好。
而
总是讲有一个更好的东西在神的界限以外。
You don't have to confess, just think about it. Any husband or wife, haven't you had this moment? Probably you're going to wonder, like, okay, what if I actually marry that man or that woman? He or she probably is better than the one that I have right now.
今天我们在学校，这个很流行，是男是女都分不清楚。神就总是讲说，神给我们的这条界限，可能更好的东西在另外一边。
And some in our school, there are some, you know, blurred boundaries for our gender identification, and we cannot sometimes tell, you know, if he's a boy or a girl or a man or or female, and we would think that on the other side of the boundary, probably there's something better than what we have now.
所以雅各书第一章那里就告诉我们，讲到试探的时候，他特别提到说，我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他那里没有改变，没有转动的影儿。
So in chapter 1 of James, it was written, Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from aboveComing down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
他的意思就是说，你在那里诱惑说要不要违背神所给你的这个界限的时候，你不要怀疑神把这个界限放那里是美善的，是为了你好的。
So it's actually saying, if you are tempted to go.Across the boundary that was placed by God, you should not doubt the goodness of God. When He was placing this boundary, He was actually doing it for the good of you.
所以当人犯罪的时候，当人离弃神的时候，一个最基本的一个观念就是神不美善，所以我要越过神所设的。
So when people sin, so when people commit any bad things, the underlying reason was that people were doubting the goodness of God.
人离开神是因为人已经不再以神为神了。
People departed from God because we didn't regard God as God.
结果怎么样？
And what is the consequence?
结果人就不断的在罪中挣扎。
The consequence is the never-ending struggle of people aside from God.
人就和人之间也有不断的挣扎。
And there were strifes between man and man.
回到前面的这个故事。
And let's go back to the story.
这个父亲到了他办公室。一对眼睛瞪着两对小眼睛。
So the father, his eyes stared, at the two pairs of eyes of his sons.
看到地上一团乱。
And saw all the mess on the floor.
就问他孩子说发生什么事。
And he asked his children what happened.
他讲不上话了。
The children were speechless.
没有人愿意讲。
And nobody was willing to say anything.
父亲其实很生气了，但是他忍住。
Of course, the father was about to lose his temper, but he withheld it for a little bit longer.
就说办公室的那个休息的地方有点心，你们去吃。
And he told his children, there are refreshments in the break room, and you can feel free and just go there and eat.
其中一个小孩很高兴，就跑掉了。
And one of the two boys were very excited, and then he went away.
还有一个留在那里动也不敢动。
And the others still stayed there, still frozen.
父亲就看一下这个到底发生什么事情。
And his father stayed there to take a look at what happened.
原来这个小孩子尝试把坏的东西重新把它修好。
So the child was actually trying to fix the things that he messed up.
但是父亲一看的话，他再怎么修都不是对的。
But the father took a look, and however, and all his fixings were not correct.
小孩子再怎么把这个布尺把它卷回去，都是卷的不好的。
No matter how hard the child tries to roll up the measuring tape, he didn't do it correctly.
所以父亲再把它重新拆掉，重新把它卷的地方全部把它拉直。
So, the father actually had to unravel it completely and to straighten things that were messed up.
那小孩子做错了事情之后，尝试去弥补的那个弥补，反而造成更多需要修复的地方。
And the repairment, the attempted repairment by the child, actually caused more trouble.
所以父亲就从头开始重新再弄。
So the father started from the scratch to fix it.
那一边弄一边就说：“你有点心，你可以去吃了。”那小孩子还是坐在那里安静不动。
And when he was doing that, he told the child, "There is refreshment in the break room. You can go and eat." But the child stayed there.
最后弄得差不多快好了，爸爸就讲一句说：“忽然间意识到他小孩子很担心这个东西是不是真的坏了。”他说：“这个东西没坏，我把它修好了。”
So at the very end, when he was almost done, he realized that the child was worried if this measuring tape could be fixed. So he reassured his child, "It's okay. I've almost finished repairing it."
那小孩子就安心了一下，就跑去吃点心了。
And that kind of reassured the child, and so the child was very happy and then went to eat the refreshment.
当人得罪神离开神的时候需要弥补的。
So when people offended God, there needs to be made some repairment too.
但是人弥补不来。
But however, this is out of our ability to repair it.
需要神来弥补。
And only God can fix it.
所以刚刚我们念的大段经文以及后面的经文就讲到说，当人得罪神之后，神就来寻找人。
So, and the verses, and also the verses following that, it was talking about when people offended God, when people sinned against God, it was God who took the initiative and tried to mend it.
在第八节说，天起了凉风，耶和华神的院子行，在院子中行走。
So in verse 8, it was written, then, The Lord God, he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
当人躲起来的时候，第九节神就呼唤那人说：“你在哪里？”
So men hid themselves from the Lord. But in verse 9, God said, the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
当那个人说：“我在院子听到你声音的时候，我害怕，我就藏起来的时候，神说：谁告诉你你是赤身露体的？”
So when the man answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked?"
所以神来寻找人。
So God started to look for man.
神在地上行走，神在院子中呼唤，神在那里说话，神问问题。
God was walking in the garden. God was looking for man. God was talking, and he was asking questions to man.
这时候如果神要审判刑罚的话，他不需要来到院子行走，天上掉下一颗大石头就砸死了。
So when if God really wants to execute his judgment, there's no need for him to walk in the garden. He would just, you know, simply hurl down a gigantic rock and to crush the man to death.
当神在院子中行走，看人会不会躲起来。
God was walking in the garden with a purpose to see if men would like to hide.
神在那里呼唤，你在哪里？看看人会不会回应。
God was calling out to see if men would still be willing to respond.
神在那里问问题，看看人会不会承认。
God was asking this question to see if men would still want to confess.
我 我们下星期会看到说，神不单在亚当夏娃犯罪的时候来寻找人，神甚至差他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督来为我们成就，在十字架上死，承担了罪的代价，好让我们能够回家。
So next Sunday, we're going to continue on another topic, not just to see if when Adam and Eve, they sinned, was God still willing to call out and to look for them, but also to see how God, after so many people had sinned, was willing to send his only beloved son, that he died on the cross for us to cleanse our sin with his precious blood, and that we are going to enjoy the salvation from him.
我们在座的基督徒都可以跟大家做见证说，我们在信主之前心中的那一种的渴慕、向往、那种想家的心，在基督里面得到满足。
And all the Christians who are sitting here can witness to all of you that before we were converted, we have this longing and this hope to go back home and how it was fulfilled after we believed in Christ.
我们能够得到满足，不是因为我们聪明晓得怎么把这个布子把它卷回去，然后装得好好的，乃是因为我们知道有一位神，他能够拯救我们。
We were satisfied not because we're so smart that we know how to unravel this messy measuring tape and fix it to its original status, but we know that this Lord, we can trust in him and he can fix it up for us.
信了耶稣就可以放心的去吃点心。
So after we believe in Christ, we can be reassured and to enjoy the refreshment.
因为主耶稣在那里寻找我们，我们愿意呼应的时候，他就来到我们生命当中，赐给我们一颗新的心，让我们能够跟随他。
Because Jesus Christ, he was calling out to us, and when we were willing to trust him, he would give us this new heart for us to believe in him.
有一个父亲进到那个我们所躲藏的这个房间里面，把我们所弄得一团乱的东西，亲自把它弄好。
And there is this father who went to the closet where we are hiding.And to fix, to put into place what we have messed up.
我们求主帮助我们也能够寻找到这个在呼唤我们的父神。
And we sincerely hope that we are going to be able to find this Father who's been looking for us.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你是我们的天父。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are our Heavenly Father.
当我们离弃你的时候，当我们离家的时候，你并没有放弃我们。
When we deserted you, when we parted from our home, you did not forsake us.
在地上，我们心中的渴慕，只有在你里头才能够得到满足。
In this world, our yearnings in our heart, only you can satisfy.
你也为我们预备一条道路，在耶稣基督里，好让我们可以回到父的怀中。
And you have prepared this way for us in Jesus Christ that we can come back to you.
我们为在座的还没有信主耶稣基督的朋友们来祷告。
For those who are sitting among us but haven't yet believed in you, we pray for them.
让他们也能够寻找他们心中一直在向往的，让他们看见他们所向往的其实就在天父身上。
And we pray that they can see what they have always been hoping and yearning for, and to see that their hope is actually in Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.